Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is giving a direct response to a direct question by Arjuna. Point blank, in America we say, without beating around the bush, we say in America. See, Arjuna asks a very straightforward question. It could be more straightforward than this. Arjuna inquired, which are considered to be more perfect, those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested? And Krishna is directly replying. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their mind on my personal form and are always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. And Prabhupada says in a purport, Krishna clearly says, and yet we know many diehard impersonalists, they many times criticize Srila Prabhupada's translations, because they would say, where in the Sanskrit verse Krishna says my personal form? Because he says mayi avesha mano ye maam nitya yukta upasate. So he uses mayi means that Prabhupada translates upon me. Mano ye maam nitya yukta upasate shradaya parayam ne maktita mataha. So mayi or me, which is like me. So he says, those who fix their mind upon me, in Sanskrit there is no word says personal, but see, they may be right in that, but look at the context this question is being asked. Questioner is very clearly asking, which is more perfect, which is better? The Krishna, which is impersonal form, your impersonal form, or your personal form? Impersonal means Brahman realization, Brahman, which is Krishna's impersonal effulgence, and also sometimes it's also referred to as Krishna's localized plenary expansion, the Supersoul Paramatma, who pervades the entire universe, is secured in everyone's heart. Also, is secured in every atom of the universe, so that he pervades the entire universe. And Krishna says, Tatam Nisarva Idam Maya, Maya Tatam Idam Jagat Avyakta Murtina. So, in my impersonal form, I pervade the entire universe. So, here, he is responding to the direct question. And remember, don't forget, this whole conversation took place on the battlefront where Krishna is standing just in the same chariot, just right there in front of Arjuna, is giving this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna. So obviously, when somebody is replying, he would say, me, those who accept me, those who worship me in my personal form. So obviously when he says me, is understood, and even much more direct in the subsequent verses 3, 4 and 5, he clearly responds in the clearest possible term the Arjuna's other part of the question about Krishna's impersonal form, in a clearest or so. As Prabhupada says, it couldn't be clearer than that. And he says, most perfect, that worshipping me in my personal form is the most perfect way to approach me. So here, that leaves no doubt whatsoever. And our scriptures, especially Sri Upanishad and others, clearly says Krishna has both personal and impersonal form. impersonal form, as I said, is Brahman, which is Krishna's impersonal effulgence and also a super soul or pervading feature, as well as Krishna's personal form, that very clearly actually described and actually demonstrated by Krishna himself in the 11th chapter toward the final verses, 53-54, where Krishna actually, as further requested by Arjuna to show his Virat Rupa, and then his forearm Vishnu form, and then returning back to his original form. So his original form, he says, that is his true arm form, that you see me face to face. But this form is extremely rare. It requires great fortune to be able to see the true arm form as he is in the goal of Vrindavan Dham, in the spiritual world. So there is no doubt that he has this personal beautiful Soumya Rupa, you know. And next thing, our scriptures, especially Bhagavatam, describes in great minutest details what Krishna looks like from head to toe. Even the symbols on the sole of his feet, very minute detail describes what kind of clothes he wears, what kind of jewelry he wears. Everything is great detail has been described. So people have seen his form actually face to face, those fortunate souls, those who return and told us about that, that describes in the Shastra. So the impersonal form, as Prabhupada explains many different places, is like a president or a prime minister or a king. His influence, his potencies, his energies is very clearly felt in his administration, different departments, different embassies. President's power and his potency is evident, you know. But yet, from as the influence, his power is clearly evident. But from that, you cannot tell what a president looks like. Surely, behind that potency, behind that influence of the president or prime minister, surely lies that person actually who lives, like President, United States, U.S. President lives in White House, Prime Minister of Great Britain lives 10 Downing Street, and so on like that. So a real person, how he looks like, you need to go where he lives. And Prabhupada also gives another example. A judge with his majestic power, his Aishwarya, is felt when he is taking the cases in his court. But who really he is, actually, that you need to go to his own home, where you can see him as a loving, affectionate father to his children, to his sons, who may be even riding on him as horse. Yeah. So that is what. So Krishna also has both his potencies, his energies is there in different like effulgence and his different expansions, and those are the ones who really run day to day this universe. And this universe functions completely based on his direction. Maya adhyakshana suyate sacharachara. If he were not there, the universe cannot function. And the example it gives is like a necklace, a pearl necklace. All the pearls are held together by a thread. If you take the thread, the unseen thread, then you take it away, the pulse will fall down. The same way, this material universe is so many billions and billions of universes, and this universe is just one of the tiny ones. It cannot function without Krishna. So Krishna said, I am Siddhartha in birth. I don't involve myself in day-to-day running of the universe that is taken care by his expansions, Purusha expansions, Super Soul and so on like that. Whereas he, as he is, originally, is taken care and in a very intimate, detailed, reciprocal way, he's having his pastimes with his personal associates, devotees. And that's what he says, that my two arm form, that's where I am. I take care. I'm always engaged in my pastimes with my devotees. So that is the way you can tell who really he is. Not only how he looks, how he dresses, but actually his nature. Intimate details about his nature, how he reciprocates. As somebody who is impersonal, how can he reciprocate his devotees' interactions? The reciprocation, many of the verses like that, I can just quote just few of them. Ananya Skilpa Yanto Maam, Nitya Uttam Pasade. So these verses, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam, these kind of verses very clearly says, Ananya Skilpa Maam, Ye Janaha Paryu Pasade. Kesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam. See, that verse says that the verse which we are discussing today, that Nitya Upasate, those who are always, the word Nitya, Sadatam, these kind of words Krishna uses to describe his devotees who are constantly, all the time, engaged in his devotion, with loving devotion, with great faith, Shraddhaya. So how does he reciprocate to such devotees? So this is one verse 922. Ananya Sintiyanto Maam. Those who are devoted to me in unalloyed devotional service, Maam Ye Janaha Paryu Pasate, Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam, always being engaged. For them, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. I preserve what they have and I provide what they lack. So with that such, there are so many verses like that. No. Another one is, this is 8:14. Ananya Chetaha Satatam. See now, please note the words he uses. And this is very important. As devotees, to what kind of devotees he actually reciprocates so much intimate details is those who are Satatam, always, Nityam, Ananya Chetaha Satatam, Yo Maam Smarati Nityasaha, always, Satatam, continuously, Tasya Aham Sulabha, for them I am easily attained. So how can somebody, some entity, some impersonal entity can reciprocate with such minute details, with such tremendous reciprocation? Nitya Yuktasya Yogina, for one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain. Sulabha, sulabha means very easy. Person of Pratha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. And then the Chatushloki seed verses, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 8, 9, 10, 11. Tesham Satati Yuktanam Bhajitam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mama Upayantite. Those who are there also words Satatam. Those who are constantly engaged in loving devotional service Priti Purvakam, to them I provide necessary intelligence, necessary understanding by which they can come to him. So that again says that he is a person actually. Supremely conscious, a bhigna. Bhagavatam first canto, first chapter, first verse talks about. A weakness for that. He is supremely conscious. Only somebody who is person can be conscious like that. And then even further than that, he says, Tesham, Tesham, just to show special mercy, Tesham eva anukampartam, aham ajnana jam tabaha. To show them special mercy, I who dwell in their hearts, remove the darkness born of ignorance. Nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhav, deepena bhasvata. So I, with the torch of knowledge, remove all the ignorance born of ignorance. So that much incredible degree of compassion Krishna has, and that obviously tells again that he is a person, very, very supremely conscious, and so much attached to those kind of devotees who are so much equally attached to him that cannot be impersonal entity. So in so many ways Krishna says that I reciprocate, so many ways, and Bhagavatam is full of so many different pastimes, how Krishna so intimately reciprocates, deals with such pure devotees. To begin with Narada Muni, Narada Muni was just a 5-year-old boy. The only support was his widowed mother. And his widowed mother was taken because Krishna wanted to bring his 5-year-old son. He arranged so this 5-year-old kid can receive all the necessary transcendental knowledge, because his mother was serving at the time the Bhakti Vedanta sages. And this 5-year-old kid, being attached to his mother, he was helping her in serving the sages. And sages every day evening was conducting this kind of classes. So provided all kind of detailed knowledge about Krishna, how Krishna reciprocated his song like that. And the boy was so much attached to that. And of course, boy had Mahaprasadam, you know, by the sages. And Krishna took away the mother so that he could come closer to him. So he goes so out of his way to make sure that this 5-year-old kid would come to him and can be called upon back to spiritual world. Other examples, Pandavas. So many difficult Pandavas suffered at the hands of Kauravas, Duryodhana. But all the time, Krishna was constantly living with them, all the time protecting them, and so on like that, you know. Parikshit Maharaj. He saved the embryo of Parikshit Maharaj, the mother of his womb, from the Brahmastra. He actually entered in the womb of Uttara. Now all this thing, how can you explain if it's just simply impersonal entity? Uttara running to Krishna, Pahiman, Pahiman, his embryo is being destroyed, and Krishna entering. So he is no ordinary person. He is a person and is no ordinary person, and saves Parikshit Maharaj. Then later on, when Parikshit Maharaj was again arranged by the Lord himself to be cursed to die within 7 days by this son of a Brahmana, the immature son, Sringi. And somebody might ask, why didn't Krishna actually save him at that point? But see, Krishna saved him when Parikshit Maharaj was an embryo, but did not save him from the curse, because it was all arranged by the Lord. Because that is the way, then only Sukadeva Goswami was to narrate Bhagavatam, and this great Bhagavatam would be given to humanity at large, and we get all the necessary transcendental knowledge when Krishna left the planet and go back to his spiritual abode. So all these things, so many evidence, so many examples you cite that Krishna as a person, and with so much minute details, how he looks, minute details, what kind of jewelry he wears and so on like that, and in minute details, how affectionate how much he goes out of his ways to look after and care for such devotees who are also so much dependent on his mercy, on his protection, you know. And Prabhupada actually talks about many examples in Shastra, that there are scores and scores of examples where originally an impersonalist would become a personalist when it comes in contact with Krishna. So many examples. But Prabhupada, there are no, yet there are yet any example to be cited where a devotee become an impersonalist. And I'll just cite just two or three examples. One is, again, we mentioned about Sukadeva Goswami. The narrator, his only mission in life was to narrate Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj can go back to spiritual world, and he had only 7 days to live. Incidentally, this is the potency of Bhagavatam. And what is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is nothing but all about Krishna's intimate dealings with his pure devotees. And the potency of the simply hearing this Krishna's intimate dealings, personal dealings with his devotees, when we simply hear, we become qualified. Qualified in what way? We transcend the modes of passion and ignorance, come to more of material goodness first, and then ultimately more of pure goodness, and we become qualified, and we can go back to spiritual world. That is the potency of Bhagavatam, you know. So that Bhagavatam speaker, narrator, is Sukadeva Goswami. And Bhagavatam, as I said, is all about intimate dealings. So it's pure devotional service, interaction between devotee and the Lord. So how, it is surprising to learn that Sukadeva Goswami, before he became such a great devotee, he was an impersonalist. He was an impersonal realization of the Supreme. But when he heard, actually, Sukadeva Goswami first must recognize what kind of personality he was. He was born totally liberated personality. He would not come out of his mother's womb until personally being promised by the Lord that he would not be exposed to Maya. So that personality, who didn't even know the difference between man and woman. When Sukadeva Goswami came out, for 12 years or 16 years he was in the womb of his mother, and he came as a young boy, and immediately left home, left the ashram of Vyasadeva, and straight headed for the forest. And Vyasadeva kept running after his son, "Please son, return back, turn back," in great way, lamentation. So on the way, there were gopis, there were women taking bath in a river, completely naked, young women. And here this 16-year-old boy, himself completely naked, passed by, and women didn't protect themselves. Nothing happened, there's nothing happened. Completely oblivious. But behind Sukadeva Goswami was his father, aged personality, fully clothed, running after him. But when he passed by that river, immediately the gopis, the women, immediately hurriedly covered themselves. So Vyasadeva was surprised. How is it that here's my young son, fully developed, 16-year-old boy, completely naked, and you didn't cover yourself. And here I'm an aged personality, old man, fully clothed. So the women replied, "Pardon us, please, Rishiva. You know the difference between man and woman, but your son doesn't know the difference between man and woman. So to him, it didn't make a difference whether we were with clothes or not. So we didn't cover." So that kind of personality we are talking about, that's Sukadeva Goswami. That's, you know, completely liberated personality who didn't know that difference between man and woman. He was, when at that time, he was actually in an impersonal realization of of the Brahman, you know, Brahman realization. But that same Sukhdev, so in order to trick him back, Vyasadeva arranged by one of his disciples to narrate a particular verse from Bhagavatam. And I think it's the Atmanam verse, I think, I don't remember exactly which verse. But anyway, the verse, potency was such that, in fact, the verse says that Shri Krishna has such transcendental attributes, simply hearing that attributes, even those who are Atmaramas, those who are happy within themselves, they also get attracted and come to devotional platform. So simply hearing that verse from Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami became a great devotee and actually studied Bhagavatam from his father, and then of course, as we all know, he narrated Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, and Parikshit Maharaj went back to the spiritual world. Other great example is the four Kumaras, the four sages Kumaras. Now Kumaras are the oldest personality of the creation. When Brahmaji created first, he created 10 sages from his part in the mind, Manas Putras. And first were these four Kumaras. And immediately Brahmaji ordered them to actually produce the progeny. In this newly created universe that had to be populated. But these Kumaras, even though Veda suggests that they should be following the orders of his father, but for higher principle, they didn't want to get bogged up in the material platform, getting married and so on like that. So they remain, and voluntarily they accepted to remain as less than 5-year-old children, naked. So these, such highly elevated personalities, were also actually, believe it or not, in impersonal realization. But when they happened to wander around, actually they happened to be visiting Vaikuntha planet, and there they wanted to see this Lord Vishnu Narayana, and they from distance, and I don't want to go into details about how they happened to curse these two doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, in order to prevent further damage to his two doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, kept running with bare feet and apologized on behalf of his doorkeepers. That kind of supreme Lord we are talking about. So they requested that I take full responsibility. It is my fault. The offense is not my doorkeepers. They have definitely offended you, but it's my responsibility because they're being my doorkeepers. So please excuse them, you know, and please see that you know, they come back to my service as soon as possible. But what happened when he was coming from distance with bare feet, the tulsi leaves on the lotus feet of the Lord, simply these sages had the aroma, smelled the aroma of tulsi leaves. And when they saw face to face the Lord, completely they came to personal platform. Immediately they became pure devotees. So that is the potency, how Krishna, his transcendental attributes, his look and all these things can bring someone to completely a personal platform. Because he is Lord, the Son, as a person. And another example is a third example I'll cite you about when Lord was preparing to leave, go back after his mission is over on his planet. He was preparing to go back to his Golok Vrindavan Dham, and Uddhava, his great, great devotee, very, very top class devotee, when he found out, he begged Krishna, please, please, profusely begged him, that don't leave me, I cannot survive even for a second without you. So at that time, actually Krishna said, no, you will have to remain here because you need to carry out my mission, carrying a secret message that he wanted Uddhava to deliver to, you know, Badi Narayan, the sages of Narayan Rishi. So there he actually gives a detailed description, detailed instructions to Uddhava. And And it so happened while he's giving detailed instruction, and that were those instructions were personally meant for Uddhava. But by Lord's arrangement at that time, Maitreya Muni also happened to be sitting there in that conference along with Uddhava. So Maitreya Muni was a passive, actually, listener. And at that point, Maitreya Muni was also in an impersonal realization. Okay? Now, when Krishna's face-to-face association came, and Krishna described, even though it was meant for Uddhava, Maitreya Muni, at that point onwards, become a great devotee, a pure devotee. And actually he turned out later on in another line, he is also one of the narrator of Bhagavatam actually. Maitreya Muni and four sages heard Bhagavatam from Lord Anantadev, and in turn these four sages narrated Bhagavatam down the line, and in that line downstream Maitreya Muni heard, and then Maitreya Muni actually gives transcendental knowledge to Vidur Mahatma. So all these so many stories are there attest to the fact that not only Krishna has a personal form, and how intimately, how closely he interacts with his devotee, but even his associate, even an aroma of tulsi dals located on his lotus feet can turn somebody's impersonal realization into personal realization. So that is really incredible. And in the last few minutes, I just want to touch back what Krishna said in that 11th chapter towards the very end, verses 53-54, where he said, this my two-armed form is so very rare, and that is my original form. The original form is that it's actually, that's how he is there in Golok Vrindavan Dham. That's how he interacts in that form with his devotees, and that's how actually, you know, in a close association with his devotees. So that form is that Vrindavan Krishna. Whereas the creation and for other expansions, those are the Vasudha expansion, Dharan expansion, you know. But this Vrindavan Krishna is the fountainhead. All the other expansions, all the plenary expansion and expansion of the expansions, all they are submerged within this Vrindavan Krishna. And we saw that previously, that how his devotees are actually so much attached to that particular two-armed Vrindavan Krishna form actually. So what I want to tell you, without repeating those stories that we discussed just a couple of weeks back, 2-3 weeks back, the fact many of the common people outside, I don't know, here this audience, most of you are very and devotees, so probably you know. But even I have been, I've been a devotee for the last 20 plus years. Until few years back, I even didn't know, you know, based on all this popular, this video series, Mahabharata, Krishna series, all things, you know, we have this misconception, most of us, and some of you might be surprised even, you know, that we were told that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. He appeared, we cannot say he was born, because he is not like ordinary human beings. We come because of a karmic reaction. Krishna's birth appeared, they are all actually transcendental. Janma karma chmetidyam evam yo veti tatvata tekva deham punarjamana eti mahavis swajna. So Krishna's appearance and his karmas, his lilas, pastimes are all transcendental, devyam. One who knows that, one who understands that, he never has to come back after giving up this body. So that Krishna, we all actually, most of us, he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa. And then he was transferred. He was born in the midnight. And then he was transferred by his father, Vasudeva. And for amazingly, all the prison cells opened, all the prison guards went go in the trance and so on like that. And he was transferred to across the Yamuna River in Gokula to the home of Nanda Baba in Yashoda Maya. And then we understand at that time, we were told that actually it is Nanda Baba and Yashoda then took care of their baby Krishna, and baby Krishna grew up until for 11, 12, 14 years, and then returns to Mathura, you know, to his father. But not the fact, the reality is that actually is discussed in Bhagavatam, and our Acharya actually explained. Actually, that is Vrindavan Krishna that we are just talking about. He is actually the son of Yashoda Maiya. In fact, the son that is born, who appeared as the son of Devaki in prison cell, is actually four-armed Lord Vishnu form. And actually, he appeared as four-armed Narayana form and let both Vasudeva and Devaki inform them that in their previous two births, and this is the third birth, that he appeared as their son because of their great austerities and their desire to have Lord Narayana as their son. You know, so actually, that was to let them know about it. But at the same time, in reality, actually, Mother Yashoda also delivered a twins. A boy and a girl. So Krishna actually appeared to Yashoda, and by the Yogamaya, so the girl is actually Yogamaya, Sakshat Yogamaya, and by Yogamaya's potency, actually even Mother Yashoda did realize that she gave birth to a boy and a girl, this Krishna, exactly at the same time that Krishna appeared in the prison cell to Devaki. So that boy, Krishna, is the original that we have been talking about, original personality of Krishna. All the avatari, all the expansions, everything is within him. And his expansion is really appeared as Vasudeva Krishna in the prison cell. So when his father Vasudeva brought this baby Krishna and crossed river and delivers, at that time he saw a baby girl, newborn girl. Actually, what happened, that girl is Yogamaya, and Yogamaya actually hid Krishna right there. So when Vasudeva came, his father did not see that boy Krishna. And when he replaced that Krishna that he brought from the prison cell, actually that somewhat merged into that avatar, because that's part of that. And he picked up that girl. Actually, the girl he picked up, the baby girl, is Yogamaya's extension, Mahamaya. That's where Kansa was informed that that's the girl that was born. And even when Kansa tried to kill, she appeared in this eight arms, and said that you fool, the person who is going to kill you is already taken birth somewhere else, actually, you know. So most common people don't realize that, actually, that this Krishna, really Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba, they were not adaptive parents of Krishna. They were really actually the parents, real parents of the original Krishna. And his Krishna expansion as Vasudeva Krishna is the one who were Vasudeva and Devaki's son, actually, and all the expansion. And then what happened when Akrura Maharaj came to take Krishna back to Mathura, and then on the way then he takes back to perform his Gayatri Mantra, actually at that point that Krishna, the Vasudeva Krishna, actually takes back, you know. And that original Krishna, the two-armed form, the real Krishna, the original personality who actually interacts with his devotees only, doesn't take part in all other things, creation and all the material mention, all these things, all these political things and everything. In fact, even in Vrindavan, all the demons were killed not by this Krishna, but his expansion. Because all the other expansions are simultaneously within this Krishna, original Krishna. So that is the secret, that it is this well-kept confidential knowledge that is available only through understanding this devotional service. Through devotional service we understand. When we study Bhagavatam and when we study the self-realized souls, they disclose of their own realization how this is. This is a fact. This is the reality. So that Krishna that he says that 11th chapter to Arjuna, that you can see me as I am, as the avatar is original Krishna dual form, who is actually that great, the original personality. One can call that person, this person, my son. He is my friend. He is my lover. That intimately you can call, you can relate, and no matter who we are, if we are engaged in such pure devotional service, we chant Hare Krishna, engage his sadhana bhakti, that we are all right now doing that. That is the Krishna, is our objective. That we approach him as a devotee, and he is that Krishna who just keeps himself busy just interacting with such devotees. He has no other business. All other business taking care of the universe is taken care by his other expansion. He doesn't need to be there. Even for demons, he doesn't need to be there to kill those. His expansions are more than enough. So that Krishna is really what, and that Krishna takes care of, he doesn't care of this, you know, he gave up, Duryodhana invited him for a prasadam, Chappan Bhoga, he discarded that and he went to Vidur Mahatma, such, you know, and just took a shard and wrote it. You know, simple. So he cares for this, as this verse says, he just cares for this faith and devotion, loving devotion very lovingly when we approach him sincerely. Sadatam, Nityam, Sulabha, he is very easy to attend. So that is what we need to do that. And that Krishna, we can call that Krishna as our own person. He relates to us in that such intimate details. Even though he is such a, you know, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his devotees actually, who interact with him, to them, like gopis, Vrindavan lokvasis, the residents of Vrindavan, to them, his Aishwarya Jnana, his opulence does not matter. For him, it's just Krishna, that Krishna who intimately interacts with them. So, this is what this verse is talking about, that, so that he is not only a person, but with such great heart. And that is my faith and conviction. That Krishna, who is so lovingly, so much cares, deeply cares for his devotees, doesn't matter who is that person. Even for a very, very ordinary person, if he is just faithfully, sincerely approaches Krishna by this process, devotional service, he is available. He says that. He himself says in Bhagavad Gita, those are his words. You know. So that is what we need to do that. You know. Okay, I'll stop here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, comments, corrections? Yes, Prabhuji.
Bhagavad Gita spoken
by Bhagavad Gita spoken? Yes, actually in the Mahabharata war, always there is a great counselor, there is Vrindavan, that's the Vasudeva Krishna. But the one who interacts with Arjuna and gives his knowledge, that is this original Krishna. When he says that, he returns back, he does not say turn into two arm form, he resumes back his original form. And he says to Arjuna that what you see, and Arjuna says, Saumya Rupa, that is my original form. And this is only my devotee like you can realize that. Others can read that, but they are not going to realize that Krishna. Even others, Duryodhana, others were seeing the same form. To them, he did not appear that, you know. So that is Vrindavan Krishna, when he giving his knowledge, he is talking, interacting with Arjuna like that. But the Mahabharata war and all this counseling and all this thing, that is Vasudeva Krishna. All this diplomatic as an advisor. Any other questions? So the Pandavas, the intimate way he is interacted both during and after that invasion in Vanavas, in their exile, it was this Krishna, original Krishna. Anybody? Okay. So if there are no questions, thank you so much. All glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is by Shri Prabhupada. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. All glories to assembled devotees here. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Swataji. Now do kirtan for 10 minutes, but we humbly request that devotees remain seated because that we have already would have felt the flooring. It is not as stable as devotees would have expected. So devotees, we request that you humbly remain seated so that we can carry on with kirtan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare Krishna.